everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And please share these shows far and wide. And we're on a lot of platforms, people. We're on every major podcast platform, doing quite well. KYH, you know, our home radio station, Global Star Radio Network, love those guys. Same with Red State Talk Radio. So wherever you're listening to us from, or you're just going straight to our website and looking at some of the rebroadcasts that we do, that's terrific. So please share. And not just my work. Share the work of everyone that you think is contributing, because we still have half the country that's walking around like zombies, not knowing what dangers they're facing. We're in grave danger. We're in danger from the vaccines. We're in danger from vaccine enforcement. We're in danger for World War III. We're in danger for the government doing bizarre things like they do in Canada, and they have more ability to shut us down here and come after us than Trudeau does with his Emergencies Act. I'm preparing an analysis on that. So, ladies and gentlemen, share, please. We got to wake up the country. The first part of our program is brought to you by two sponsors that are very related, food and water. And I don't need to go into detail. I'll just say this. I'll use one example. Fertilizer is becoming a problem. It's extremely expensive. It's not readily available. And farmers are telling me they may be able to farm a third to a fourth of their farm. Well, if you have low supply, what's that going to do to food inflation? And in addition, what about the farmers? I mean, we're talking about food shortages now. We're not just talking inflation. We're talking shortages. So take care of the problem by going to preparewithdave.com, where you'll get 25-year shelf life. You'll get restaurant-quality food. Now, here's what I mean by that. If I can sit down and eat it and like it, then I call it restaurant quality, and that's what I have there. 2,000 calories plus per day. There's lots of variety of the meals, so you don't habituate to the same meals. And there are great specials when you go to the site, preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. How much do you need? Well, the government says you need 6 months. A lot of preppers out there will tell you at least a year, probably two, would be better with seeds. You know, all you can do is all you can do, but to do nothing right now is to put you in jeopardy. Preparewithdave.com. Also related, the water. If you don't have water, you can't be eating food. And in the moment of the crisis, you know, water isn't going to be a consideration. 4 to 5 days in, it's a huge consideration. In fact, the Naval War College has said in their drills, waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death on the fifth day. They have said that repeatedly, and we've quoted them in articles on this. So you do need. Now, if you can do a 50-gallon drum and you've got the purifying drops and you understand pH balance and all that stuff, God bless you, you don't need this. But I'm telling you right now, water purification equipment is really, really important. And one is none and two is one, and you better have more than one. And I'm being very, very serious about this, because you may have to scavenge from lakes and streams and ponds and water runoff. You may be forced to scavenge, and you shouldn't have any trouble finding water, but you got to be able to purify it. So go to waterwithdave.com. They got a great special. And here's a caveat for this manufacturer. I've been advertising for them for 4 years now, and they have periodically run out of product. Yeah, they do. They do, because they play their margin close to the vest. They keep their prices down, and so they can't over-inventory. So I would recommend going there now. Preparewithdave.com, the food. Waterwithdave.com, the water. That takes care of the first half of the show. How are we doing here, folks? Pretty well? You like that? Well, these are goods that I think you need, and that's what forms the basis of our advertising. On the line with us, speaking of prepping, is Bob Griswold. And his background is so interesting, we can't even talk about it. But what we can talk about is his expertise. And we can talk about the fact that he knows everything there is to know about prepping. And we're going to talk about it later in the show, but readymaderesources.com is really the best out there for prepping. It's my number one choice. In fact, actually, we're thinking about stepping up our relationship, because I know they can help a lot of people. Bob, welcome to the show.
Dave, it is good to be here. Two things you were saying I want to point out to people. Yeah, you know the water drops you put in water, like bleach or you know, even the other things you buy, the little tablets. Think about those. They'll kill bacteria and viruses, but they won't take the chemicals out of the water. Mm-hmm. Now, if you live near farm country, you've got nitrates in your water. Okay? It won't take the sediments out of the water. So those drops, are, to me, in emergency only. Yeah, it'll kill Giardia. It'll kill Cryptosporidium. but you still are dealing with maybe chemical toxicity and definitely particulate matter. You know, it doesn't take the little chunks of bits and stuff that are out. I'm going to be gross. It doesn't take the fecal matter of animals out.
Oh, ouch.
You know, a deer goes poop in the water, and I think fish go poop in the water. You know, it doesn't take that out. No, it'll kill anything in it. But who wants to eat or drink sterile poop? I'm not trying to be gross, but
Bob, this is things. Honestly, you're not being gross. You're being delicate and radio appropriate. But we need to tell people what they need to look out for, and you're helping with that.
The drops are for emergency only, and I would do it. Yeah, absolutely. Put some bleach in your water if that's all you have. Boil it if that's all you have. But boiling, unless you're doing the distillation process, which is a lot more, doesn't take the chemicals out, doesn't take the nitrates out, doesn't take the particulates out. So I'm just throwing that out there. And the other thing you mentioned was fertilizer. There is a major shift right now in the United States from corn to soybeans, because corn takes about 4 to 5 times the fertilizer soybeans takes. Now, let's just dissect this and break it apart for a second. Do they make gasoline out of soybeans? Nope. Do they make Fritos out of soybeans? Do they make all the other stuff, corn oil out of soybeans? And so much gasoline is made out of soybean corn. So as the corn market shifts away from corn because they don't have the fertilizer to grow it, and it goes to soybeans, it'll fill your gut, but, I mean, you know, corn chips, gasoline up in price. You're going to start to see the escalation, and corn is in everything. Corn syrup, you name it, it's in it. So be prepared to see a healthy, and I'm being kind, healthy rate of inflation for anything that has corn in it, including gasoline, which we're already seeing now, but I'm just saying it's going to get worse.
Is it by design, Bob, in your opinion?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, I think that question is beyond even question anymore. You know, it would strain credulity to say it's not related to me.
Bob, the reason I had to ask you this is because a lot of people that you talk to that are on the other side of the fence, about half the country, and they think everything is trouble, but basically it's going to be okay. And you tell them any of these things, and they just go, "Wow, what planet did you come from?"
I came from the planet that gas was a dollar cheaper last year. Yeah, I came from the planet where last year, before Donald Trump, I mean, the shelves were full.
Yeah.
I came from the planet where grocery prices were maybe 30-40% less. That's the planet I came from. That was last year's planet. Today's planet is totally different. Now, if I had told you, and you know, at the end of 2020, you know, that as Donald Trump was going to be leaving office and Joe Biden was going to get in, you're going to see a huge inflation. Gasoline was going to go up a dollar a gallon. People would have said, come on. They're going to spend trillions of dollars and not get a one thing for it. Nothing. They're going to have a foreign policy that gets thousands of Americans trapped and killed. You know, what planet are you living on? That's what I would have, wouldn't you have agreed? That's what people would have said. He's going to leave 9,000 people in Afghanistan when he abandons them. Oh, come on. He's going to leave people in Ukraine, and he's going to abandon them. He's going to break the treaty with the Ukraine and not defend them. Oh, come on. And he's going to send a scholar over there to help defend their borders. Now, I'm going to read you what the scholar said today, okay, Dave?
Are we talking about heels in the air?
let's leave all the audience trying to guess.
Okay, this. Okay. Right, I don't want to spoil
it. Let's just see. Okay. Here's the scholar. It's talking in Ukraine about the fact that there's a war on the horizon, and there's a small window to change that. And I'm going to try to read it, but it's hard to read because it doesn't make any sense. Quote, "And within the context, then, of the fact that that window is still open, although it is absolutely narrowing. Now, I'd give them 3 guesses. I don't think they need them. Yeah, that's, you know, heels up Harris.
I got it. You know what she's really saying here? You're political. I think she's saying, you only got so much time to get in through my bedroom window, but it's narrowing.
Excuse me, she must be going, you know, your lips, you know how you do that? That's what she's doing.
I know.
Excuse me, but that makes more sense. At least I know, well, you know.
And then her boss is dementialated. I mean, what the hell is this?
It's really a dystopian nightmare. You know, we've read all the dystopian novels, you know, On the Way Home one, and, you know, 100 Days, and all these great dystopian novels, Glenn Tate, all that. But, I mean, we are living the dystopian novel right now. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. Here is the Ukrainian president. He says he will not withhold evidence of Biden and Kerry crimes and refuse to talk to Harris, saying she is no one. This is our vice president. These people are on the global scene are an absolute joke. In fact, Russia today was mocking the new person that's in charge. Did you see that picture I just sent you? Yeah. It's Russian state television is now broadcasting a long segment about Biden hiring a drag queen fetishist to supervise U.S. nuclear waste. And I think there's a picture of him here dressed up as a woman with three men dressed up in dog costumes. This is dystopian. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. If I had told you a year ago, you know, the person from another planet, if I had told you a year ago and so showed you this picture, and you can find the picture online, it's on Twitter, you would have said, no, somebody photoshopped that. This is the world we're living in. These people are absolutely the clear and present danger to the security of the United States. They're the clear and present danger to you. They are going to stumble us, or purposefully, I think their handlers are purposefully driving us into economic collapse, a war. And, you know, Dave, I want to say this. Unlike any other war that has ever been fought in humanity, we're facing that war. It's not going to be a war of aircraft carriers, fighter jets, tanks. Not going to be a war even of nuclear weapons, even though I think nuclear release will be possible and probable. It's going to be a war of cyber war, and that is going to be the most devastating war humanity has ever faced, because everything, imagine being, if we could have dropped a bomb on Japan during World War II that had turned off their electricity, turned off their water, turned off their trains, turned off their delivery systems, shut down their military, what kind of bomb would that have been? That would have been an absolutely game-changing bomb. And yet today, already built into the system of the United States, we have what are called AI bombs built in that are just sitting there dormant, ready to be activated. They're there. It's like I've got a hand grenade in my hand. I've got a pin. I've got my finger in the pin. You know, it takes 3 pounds to pull the pin out, and I've got 2 pounds of pressure on the pin. Or I pulled the pin, and all I got is the spoon, the thing that holds the firing pin from going. Oh, I got the spoon, and that as soon as I release it, it goes off. That's what these AI bombs are. It's going to be a cyber war like anything else, and I'm telling you why it's going to happen, because, you know, they need to cover up for all the criminal deeds that they've done, the Durham report. It is going to absolutely show that Hillary Clinton, the Democratic Party, key players, were absolutely the genesis of this whole Russia collusion thing. They were the genesis of trying to create insurrection to unseat a president. That's why they're doing the whole January 6th thing anyhow, as a diversion tactic. They know these people didn't create diversion. The doors were locked, magnetic locks, and somebody unlocked them from the inside to let these people in. I mean, it was planned. You know, we know federal law enforcement had agent provocateurs in the group pushing people in there, encouraging them to go in. They unlocked the doors, basically inviting them in, and then, some of them got out of hand. And the ones that got out of hand should be charged for criminal mischief. I mean, you know, maybe $10,000 bail and then a day on a trial. Sure, absolutely, I understand that. If I go into the Capitol building and start smashing windows and breaking things, I should be charged criminally for criminal mischief. I shouldn't be thrown in prison for years on end with no bail, none, and in absolutely inhuman, you know, what you would call third world banana republic prison, where they're feeding people, they're putting poop in their food. It's just absolutely horrible. There's no exercise time. They can't talk to anybody. They're being beaten and tortured. That's what's going on, and it's all done to hide. What Hillary Clinton and company did is the most egregious act of treason in our nation's history, by far. Nothing even compares to it. Nothing. I mean, this is they did the burning down of Rome. You remember Nero burned down Rome? Yep. This is what they did. And so they burned down Rome, and then who did Nero blame it on? He blamed it on the Christians. So who they magma. Magma. That's all we hear. But Hillary Clinton lit the fire to burn down Rome, and that's when I say burn down Rome, she created an insurrection that was designed to overthrow the will of the people via their vote by millions, tens of millions. And then, just like Nero, probably the same demons involved. You know, demons don't die, so the ones 2,000 years ago are just inhabiting different people today. I always tell people Hillary Clinton is good for something because half the demons in hell are in her, and so there's less around to pester me. But same as Nero, she blames the Christian magma, those type of people. Nero did it. The demonic Luciferian methods, what the spook world would call sources and methods, don't change. They keep doing the same thing, and people keep falling for it. It's magma. But they created this horrible thing. So what they're going to have to do, Dave, and I guarantee you they're going to do it, they're going to have to create, now that Bill Gates basically admitted, Omicron is basically a cure for COVID, that narrative is going by the wayside. In fact, I think the only people I see wearing masks anymore are basically Democrats in power. I don't think the Democrats, even in Tennessee, don't wear masks. You know, they don't wear them. That whole narrative is gone. So in order to draw attention away from this extreme act of treason, they are going to do, I'm going to give you some suggestions, and maybe you can respond to them. They're going to create a war, possibly a war, possibly a nuclear war, definitely a theater war. Two, do you know that in December there was a 10-nation, Israel hosted it, 10-nation consortium that got together to discuss what would happen if a cyber war broke out? That is what I think it is, because, like I said, unlike any other war the world has ever experienced, one cyber war, we could shut the United States off, send power in the wrong direction. They can overload the electric lines, causing them to sag, break. They'd catch the woods on fire. I mean, just everything. Destroy it. Shut down the delivery systems so that, you know, Piggly Wiggly doesn't get their, you know, pork chops that week. The milk doesn't get delivered. The rail system doesn't know where to bring all their cargo. Coal. You know what delivers coal around the country, Dave? It isn't trucks. It's rail. What happens if all of a sudden those rail systems are shut, or the little devices that, you know, change the track, you know, they get going haywire so the train can't actually physically, you know, go left when it should go right? This is a cyber war. Your bank? Nah. And Dave, this is why, again, just to promo a little bit, this is why you want to have gold and cash on hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe cryptocurrency. Because if you don't own it, and Canada's proving this now, if you have money in the bank and the government doesn't like you, kiss it goodbye.
Exactly. And we have more. You saw what I sent you today. The ACLU and I are on the same team, which people will find hard to believe. But they went through the various acts that show that we can do more to our citizens with regard to what Trudeau did to the Canadians. We can do a lot more.
Yeah, the illegitimate son of Castro, and that's what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, the nut did not fall far from the tree.
With our legal structure.
Yeah, the nut did not fall far from the tree. But yes, I mean, the United States can do more. So this is what it is. I think we're going to see a cyber crime in this country that's going to probably make 9/11 look like beginner's child's play.
It'll be blamed on Trump supporters and Christians.
Of course. It always is blamed on Trump supporters. Do we hear one peep out of the mainstream media about the potential crimes of Hillary right now? I mean, the Durham report says they have the evidence. They have the smoking gun. They have it, but not a peep out of any of the media. Fox News has done a little bit of it. I saw some segments where they've done some. But if this had been Trump and he had been caught dead bang undermining, you know, if Joseph Biden, you know, if, you know, the shoe was on the other foot, it would be 24/7 news coverage for the next 10 years. It would be, he would go to prison, and he should go to prison if he did it. But everything they accused him of, they were doing. And so they know it's going to come out. and they're going to have to cover their tracks. Now, there's the naysayer out there that says, yeah, they'll get caught and all this, but, you know, things will go on. Now, this isn't the way these demonic-infested people work. They are not going to give up power. They are going to do anything to keep in power. They're going to be like the drowning man. Dave, you know, if you have a guy drowning, I wait till he goes under the water unconscious before I try to rescue him. Because if I try to rescue him while he still has energy in his body, he's going to pull me down with him. So that's what they are going to be like. They're going to be flailing at anything. They'll do anything and everything, anything to anyone. Crash the economy. Now, I was listening to X-22 report, and he suggests that, and I probably agree with him, that the crash of the economy will probably happen after the election, because they don't want to do it beforehand, because that just makes it worse. But right after the election, the 2022 election, which is not that far away, you know, what's that, 6 months, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They are going to unleash hell. Crash the economy, cyber war, all of it. And, you know, we see you know, who knows the players that are in Ukraine right now going on. We saw two breakaway provinces side of the Ukraine, side with Russia today. So, you know, Putin's getting what he's won. You know, this wouldn't have happened under Donald Trump. Donald Trump would have handled it. Because of Joe Biden's absolutely catastrophic weakness and dementia, you know, if I can set the chess pieces up, well, I think I'm going to give myself three queens. You don't get any. I'll give you three or four pawns, and you'll get your king, but I want three rooks, three queens, two knights. Yeah, now I'm going to set the chessboard up. Who's going to win? Well, Putin and the Chinese are setting the chessboard up, and they're giving themselves all the capital pieces, and we're getting the crap left over, excuse me. You know, and the Republic is in jeopardy. I mean, extreme jeopardy. This is not hyperbole. This is extreme jeopardy. That's what we're in right now. Because all of our capital pieces have been taken off the board. Let me just say this. Has our military, that's a capital piece of the United States. When I say capital piece in chess, that means like a rook, a knight, a bishop, a queen. That's a capital piece. You know, the other pieces like pawns, those aren't capital pieces. You wouldn't want to go play a chess game with somebody had, you know, all pawns, and I have all pawns, and they have all capital pieces. You're going to lose. Well, that's what. Because is the Defense Department been neutralized? Absolutely. Is the news media been neutralized? Absolutely. Has education been neutralized? Absolutely. Those capital pieces have not only been taken off the board, but imagine me taking, say, if I had a white king, and I was forced to paint that king black and put it over to the other side. That's what's being happened, because it's not only that they've been neutralized, they're playing for the other side. And I challenge anybody to debate that. Who's the Defense Department playing for? Maybe the defense contractors making money for themselves. They always line their pockets. But, I mean, Milley, you don't think he's playing for the other side when he says he'll call the Chinese and let them know if we're going to attack them?
Yeah.
That is playing for the other side. When Joe Biden goes into Ukraine and compromises the United States for his own benefit, that's playing for the other side. When Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton give the neutron bomb to the Chinese and God knows what else, that's playing for the other side. You've actually taken the chess pieces off your side, painting them the other color, and put them on the other side so they can play against you. That's what's going on right now. As this report comes out of their high crimes, expect to see more of it. That's why I sent you that picture of this absolute obscenity. It's an obscenity to see somebody in government, you know, wearing high heels, a dress, lipstick, you know, and three people dressed up as dogs around them. What do they do when the camera goes off? My gosh.
Oh, don't take me there. No, that's where I got to draw the line. Do not take me there.
Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. Bob, here's what you just established, and it's what I already know to be true. The takedown of America is fully underway. It's intentional. Biden hasn't done one thing on behalf of the American people, not one. And you can say
he's
the same thing.
He's not supposed to.
Yeah, you can say the same thing about Trudeau. So let me ask you this. Let me tell you by anecdote. I'm watching a clip today on YouTube, and a Canadian representative was saying, I want to address the fact that Klaus Schwab is bragging about the fact he owns half of the Canadian cabinet to do his bidding. And they shut him off. They shut off his mic, and they said, oh, your mic is bad. We can't hear you. And the next guy that spoke said, this guy's engaging in total misinformation. You know, your standard phrase now.
Facebook's doing that with Hillary right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Canada's going through treason. America's going through treason. What's the purpose and the end game? What do you think this comes down to?
Well, it's coming down to your death or your enslavement. Either death or enslavement.
Okay, but you just jumped a lot of steps ahead. Let's go to the next step. Okay, they're destroying this country. They're destroying the economy. They're taking away all your rights. Okay, what comes after that, and how does that
end up? They're destroying the food system. Okay. Food is always used as a method of control. There wasn't a tyrant ever born who doesn't use food to control people. That's how they got the final Jews. Well, not because there was the Warsaw Revolt, but what they do to get the majority of the Jews out of the Warsaw Ghetto in World War II was to promise them, you know, we've got these wonderful little condominiums that we're going to take you to, and we've got food here for you. You know, marmalade and fresh bread and all that. And they did, and they gave it to them, and they got on the train. And we know the rest of the story. Unlike Whoopi Goldberg, we know the rest of the story, and we know it's because they were Jewish. It wasn't because whatever, you know, it was because they were Jewish. Hitler successfully used food. Do we remember the Holodomor? When Stalin went into the Ukraine and burned millions of metric tons of wheat, creating a starvation that was worse than the German Holocaust. 10 million Ukrainians died. They used food. It's been used forever. This is why we harp on it. This is why we tell people, I think harp's the wrong word. I would say this is why we exhort people. It's so normal right now. You think it's going to be there forever, but it's not. It's like I, you know, Dave, I was with my Mark, my good law enforcement friend from Florida, okay? And I was out with him riding with him one night in his patrol car. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And we were at a train track, and the little crossbars had come down. Well, this guy on a bicycle thinks he's going to beat the train. The train's coming, I think it was 79 miles an hour is what they said it was coming at. And he hit that little crossbar and fell off his bike and landed on the tracks. And I don't want to get too gross, but there wasn't a piece big enough of him left, okay? My thought was like, there's a family at home right now. They've just lost a loved one and they don't even know it. The loved one is dead and they don't even know it. Somebody's got to go tell them. But between the time the reality of his death hit and the time he got hit with that train, they had no clue that judgment, I mean, that had happened. I would say we are in that window right now. And I'm telling you, that was a scarring event to see that happen. I mean, the guy just popped when that train hit him, like a water balloon. You know, that's what's at. The death has happened. The American people just don't know it yet. They're at home. It was I think 2 o'clock in the morning when this happened. So they're at home sleeping, and that's a good analogy, sleeping. But their loved one was dead. And the United States, I think, is there. We've been hit by the train. It's been catastrophically injured, and they just haven't been told yet. And I hate to say that, but I look at the history of it, the history of the world. I look at, you know, the modern nations, Russia, Germany, China, you know, Uganda, you name them. I would go back and look at the Egyptians, the Assyrians, all those cultures, the Greeks, the Romans. They all did the same thing, and the result was the same. We are doing the same thing while the Chinese are arming. Well, the Chinese military is a formidable force, a very, very large, and they're modernizing like no tomorrow. They're building nuclear weapons and nuclear weapon bases like no tomorrow. They're building, you know, fifth-generation fighter planes, fifth-generation tanks, a communication system, a hacking system, a cyber war system. Well, we're deciding what color, you know, shoes or spikes, high heels that we should allow. And you know, we're paying for the transgender surgeries, and, you know, we got to use the right pronouns in the military. And if you're, gosh, if you're a Christian, get the hell out of here. Excuse me. That's what we're doing. While our enemies are preparing, and that's why Putin's mocking us on Russian state TV with this despicable picture. He's in charge of nuclear waste. You know what you can do with nuclear waste? It isn't something you just throw in the trash can. You can pollute the environment forever with it. And he's in charge of it. I mean, he probably has so much compromised stuff on him. Let's just say this. I'm going to put it in third person because I'm not going to say anything. But people, you know, you could get somebody like that. Child sex, snuff films, disgusting stuff. The Russians have it. The Chinese have it. The Middle Easterns have it. Terrorists have it. You're not going to release this stuff unless you give me some nuclear waste.
Yeah,
you see the potential for blackmail? I can tell you, you know, a lot of good FBI agents out there, a lot of good ones. Now, you know, the head is kind of very corrupt, but, you know, a good FBI agent will not, if he goes to somebody's house to interview them, he won't take a Coke. He won't take a glass of water. They take nothing because they do not want to get embroiled or entangled with, you know, as soon as I buy you a cup of tea, there's almost like I owe you back thing. And they don't allow them to ever get in that position. These guy has so much I can get you back stuff in his background that I'm sure the blackmail list would never end. And the fact is the government's filled with people like that. I would imagine Hillary right now is scared to do anything, and if she could somehow quash this Durham report, you know, if you give me this, I'll make that thing go
away.
Bob,
I don't think she's scared at all because she knows our judiciary is so corrupt that she'll never do a day.
If Rand Paul gets in there, he's going to go after her. Now, it might not kill her politically, but her reputation will be drugged
to the mud. Rand Paul, are you projecting a Rand Paul run for the Republican ticket?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he'll drag her through the mud. I mean, we've seen what he did to Fauci Mengele. You know,
that's a great name. Inaccurate. By the way, speaking of Fauci, and he was behind some of this, I interviewed Tom Rentz, attorney for the Frontline Doctors, and now doing other things. And we were talking about the corrupt federal agencies like the CDC and so forth. Did you know, Bob, Tom did not know this, but he knows a lot. But did you know the CDC owns a patent on Ebola?
Yep.
But you could only own the patent on Ebola if it was 70% of the original or less.
Yeah. They own a lot of patents on all things like that.
Which means it's weaponized. They weaponized Ebola.
Yeah, absolutely
Ebola.
Weaponized. And
they
anybody
could patent
who
it.
Thinks that smallpox is, you know, according to international law, smallpox is supposed to be in a deep freezer in Russia and in Atlanta, in the CDC. If anybody believes that, please call me up. I really do. I do have the proverbial swamp land I want to send you. Sell
it's in China.
You.
It's in China. China. Let me tell you.
I imagine the Iranians have it. I imagine the Indians have it.
Well, I can tell you who does have it. China. And I can tell you
absolutely.
How I know what's going through China right now is not COVID. It's hemorrhagic fever, which is Ebola by Fauci's 2011 definition with NIH. It's Ebola and smallpox to exacerbate the spread.
Absolutely.
That's what's going through China right now. Right now, today.
I know. I know. I mean, they play loose and loose with the germs, and you know they can crawl out pretty easily out of their labs, hijack themselves out, or purposely released out. I'm still waiting to see if anybody from the Olympics gets dire sick, or if countries get sick, they'll never admit that there was the Olympians brought it back. I mean,
former DHS agent Doug Thornton told me that he learned. We used to say Ebola had a incubation time of 10 to 14 days in the mean, and Doug says it's now up in the 40s. Do you know anything about this?
Yeah. No, I don't, but I mean, I know with bioengineering, Dave, all you have to do is just read some of the books that are out there. You know, in some of the books are old. I keep mentioning Demon in the Freezer by Richard Preston. Read the book. Just read the book. It'll scare the bejeebers out of you. Because you oh my gosh, this was 20 years ago they had these kind of successes. 20 years ago they made hemorrhagic smallpox with smallpox and Ebola. They spliced it together. The Russians, when the Soviet Union fell, it lost 12,000 gallons of smallpox culture. They had these huge tanks, stainless steel tanks, where they were growing smallpox in them. And they lost it. I mean, and then every loss of fever, hemorrhage, I mean, it just, not only things that kill, but also agricultural bacteria. So they can kill America's corn, America's wheat, animal, so they can kill all the cows. You just read the book, and it's like Richard Preston documented it all. This was back, can you imagine what they've done now? So they don't even kill the people, but all the nation's pigs, chickens, and cows die. There goes all the protein. And they get wheat blight or something. And the wheat's gone, so no bread. Dave, this happened 20 years ago. Imagine how CRISPR technology and genetic manipulation today have so far surpassed that. That's like baby steps compared to what they have today. So, Dave, the solution is this, and we talk about it all the time. How much? 15 minutes or so. But the solution is what we've talked about. You're going to see corn prices go through the roof. Corn, gasoline go through the roof. You're not going to get your corn chips or whatever, and anything, corn oil. Everything has corn byproduct in it. That's going to go through the roof. A cyber war, you wouldn't have any money. You wouldn't be able to go to your bank. The grocery store will not be resupplied, and cyber war is totally possible. That's why they hosted that 10-nation consortium talking about when it happens, what are we going to do? Your money that's in the bank, it won't be in the bank anymore, because even if the cyber war gets over with, they go, well, we lost all our records. We don't know how much money you really had. Do you have any bank statements to prove it? How do we know these bank statements are? You know what you'll hear. It'll be the Great Reset. No electricity. Now, people with solar panels will do some good, but you're not going to run your heat unless you've really invested a lot of money in solar. I mean, tens of thousands of dollars. You're not going to run your heat. You might run a small window air conditioner. The pumps that pump water into your house, they might be able to get emergency generators there to pump them for a while, but you need gasoline. But the gasoline won't be working because they'll shut it down. It cascades through the whole system very, very quickly. The One Second After book. Just read it. It's all there.
Tell the audience about One Second After.
One Second After. William Fortune wrote a book where there was an EMP attack on America, and basically we reverted to the 18th century. Now, a couple people had old cars that were EMP-proof, but the gasoline became very, very, very rare and very expensive. And if you know anything about gasoline, its shelf life is short. That's why I always tell people, I think it's benzene. They put in gasoline to make the engine start quick, and in the winter they put more benzene in the gasoline, so winter gas is better to store than summer gas. But even then, unless you're storing it properly, that gasoline will become ineffective in no more than a year, if that, 6 months. That's why, when you put your lawnmower away for the winter, and even though it has a full tank of gas, you try to start it next summer, it doesn't start. That's why. It's hard to start it without that volatile chemical in it. It evaporates. So all the electricity doesn't run, the water pumps, the cars don't run, food delivery system doesn't run. It really goes dystopian really quickly. And, it'll be like that Twilight Zone where they mocked him building the bomb shelter. Remember that one, Dave?
Oh, I remember that well, yes.
And then when the threat of a bomb came, they absolutely tried to tear it apart to get inside. I think they did break into it.
They did.
Yeah. And then, it's like you better do it and you better keep it quiet, because all the naysayers today want to become your best friend. Now, I always leave room for the grace of God. The Lord Jesus Christ might tell me to do something. But I do look back at the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, the 10 virgins in the Bible. 5 were wise. 5 bought extra oil for their lamps. 5 were foolish and bought just enough. I got enough groceries for the week. Oh, month? Are you kidding me? And then when the bridegroom tame. The foolish one said, hey, man, give us some of your oil. We don't have enough. Well, if I give you some of mine, I won't have enough either. No, he said, you need to go try to find it. And while they were away, the bridegroom came, and the door was shut, and they were locked out. Now, that might not be the correct. I think the principle is applicable.
It is.
The spiritual understanding of it is that, you know, yeah, about lukewarm Christianity versus people who are on fire for the Lord. But the principle is there. If I need to provide for my family's the most important thing in my life. I'm not going to give my food away to somebody who was foolish. Well, my wife and I sacrificed. We didn't go on expensive vacations, buy expensive cars, buy big TV set. We didn't do that. We took our money and you was prudent with it. And go eat your, 80-inch TV, your 6K TV.
Let me ask you this: did you buy gold?
Yeah, no, you didn't buy gold. You didn't have any extra food in the house. I mean, Dave, today we see the system disintegrating in front of our eyes, and people still refuse to do it.
Bob, as a responsible person, I was asking you, you bought gold, precious metals, correct?
I will say I realize the dollar's going to fail, put it that way.
Okay, well, you've answered my question, because that leads us into our next break. I have bought gold, but you guys don't know where it is. So you bad people in the audience, maybe 1% of you, don't bother coming here. You won't find it. Anyway, we're brought to you by, in this last segment here, Noble Gold. And if you have a nest egg to protect, you're hearing 9 times Sunday that you cannot trust your bank. In fact, there's a bank run in Canada. My wife and I are discussing asset reallocation here, and we're pretty well balanced because that's what Noble Gold does to us. But we're going to make another dramatic move here because these banks are criminal, they're corrupt, and they will steal from you. If you do anything that this criminal administration doesn't like, Noble Gold can help you diversify. It's that simple. And I won't go into great detail right here, but all you have to do is go to the website goldbeforelate.com, and you'll see information there. You can get information sent to you. No one will bug you. You'll have to call them. There's also a number there to call. goldbeforelate.com. And if you got anything to protect at all, I'd recommend making this call immediately because we are in the red zone right now. And Dave, we ain't talking football. We're talking danger. So again, goldbeforelate.com. Bob, back to you on this.
Let me add to that, Dave. I've been everywhere in the Middle East, North Africa, Asia. And I'll tell you, I always carry gold with me. You know why? Because it can get you out of a situation. The world works on bribery. And if I'm going to go to jail or give up an ounce of gold, what would you do? If you're going to go to jail in a foreign country or give up an ounce of gold, what would you do? Well, a lot of people are just as corrupt. I mean, if it can get you out of a tight jam, because everybody wants it. If it gets you out of a tight jam, that alone, not only just to preserve your wealth, but to get you out of a tight jam. I carried an ounce of gold with me everywhere I went. Just saying.
Wow.
And but that's where we're at. So you look at your situation. I mean, the reality of it is circling in on you more and more every day. I mean, we have absolute morons running our government, traitors running our government. I mean, Hillary Clinton, when it all comes out, in my opinion, if the Durham report's correct, she will be the greatest criminal as far as treason in U.S. history. She'll be worse than the Walkers. The Walkers were the ones that were in the Navy and gave the Russians all the secret codes. That's why, you know, the Vietnamese knew what we were doing. They knew the position of our submarines, all of it. They sold out to the Russians. She'll be worse than those people. Pollard, the guy, the Israeli guy who sold us out. I mean, she'll be the consummation of all those people put into one.
Yeah, well, you know, my friend Richard Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, we all know, took the Clintons to the Supreme Court when he was the sheriff of Graham County in Arizona, and they said, you can't force this gun registration nonsense on us, uncompensated duty, on and on and on, other things too. And he went to the Supreme Court and won. And I've appeared with Richard. We've done some joint appearances together. And he goes on stage, and one of his favorite lines, and I love it, he says, yeah, I'm one of the few people that took on Hillary Clinton and lived to tell about it. And boy, is that ever true. And hopefully this will start coming out. But Bob, I'm not confident in the system. I'm not. I don't ever think she'll do a day.
She might not. But like I said, she'll be exposed. And she's being exposed right now. And she does have powerful allies. The news media is a very, very powerful ally. She has allies in the Justice Department. She has allies with President Biden. All those people would do everything. Because what did Hillary say? If I go down, I'll take half of Washington with me. She knows where the bodies are buried. And, you know, if they don't want interference for her, oh, well, remember what you did? Look at that blackmail. Just like that guy I told you about, the new guy that's handling nuclear waste. He's blackmailable. And there's thousands of them in the government like that. And Hillary has all the dope on them all the scams. I mean, she knows who's been to Epstein Island. She watched it.
Her husband was there.
I know. So, I mean, just think. I mean, she can really turn the screws of blackmail.
So, listen, again.
Get ready, folks. It's coming down. The system is coming down. The dollar is coming down. You know, our Republican form of government, they are going to do everything they can to bring it down, to enslave you. The Chinese have already said it. The Chinese have surpassed us, probably militarily. Economically, we don't know. It's very close. They are a homogenous nation, and we're just absolutely at each other's throats. Everybody hates everybody in this country. Decadence, unbelievable decadence in this United States. That's why we see so much pedophilia. Just people, I mean, pedophilia just is the one thing that just escapes me. I can understand, you know, looking at a beautiful woman and saying, whoa, what a beautiful woman.
Sure.
I was married to one, you know, I'm married to one, so I understand that. But looking at a child and thinking some kind of sexual thoughts, it's like that's a person whose head's not screwed on right.
Well, that's someone who appears in seductive poses with dogs. Okay. That's
or people who work at Facebook, or people who work at CNN. You know, FBI agents been caught with pedophilia. I mean, it runs through the whole system.
There was that character
and
in
so
Kentucky.
It's a sign of a decaying society.
Yeah.
The breakup of the family.
I'll give you
a sign of a decaying society.
Hold that thought on the family, because I want to make your point here with a real current observation. This is really amazing. This is so bad. I forget the guy's name now. The man from BLM, young guy. And he's interviewed earlier in his life saying, oh, there's guns and schools everywhere. We need to get the guns. We need to take the guns. So he walks in and tries to kill a mayoral candidate that was a Democrat, almost did. His bullet grazed his sweater, and Hollywood, it bailed him out. First of all, they only set the bail at $100,000, which means you're only going to come up with $10,000, and they bailed him out. Hollywood bailed this guy out and said, we're bailing out a hero, a man who tried to commit first-degree murder.
And then Carl Rittenhouse, on the other hand, who was defending the business of people who weren't his same color, was $2 million. You know, everything. So they let a nut. They say he's mentally disturbed. Well, I imagine most people in that party are mentally disturbed. I mean, kind of have to be anymore. But it's Carl Rittenhouse. I mean, look what they did to him, and he was just defending his neighborhood. He was defending people. I think they were Middle Eastern. And that guy ran through the ringer. You look at the guy who shot the Republicans at the charity baseball game. He's in prison, but they didn't. It was like one day news cycle, but here it gone.
Yeah, but January 6th, where no one from the government was killed, only an innocent protester, and she was trespassing, but that's not the death penalty. Shouldn't be invoked there, but they keep January 6th going for over a year now, and we'll keep it right up until the next election.
Dave.
Yeah, but Bob, they do nothing with these real cases of murder.
No. If somebody came on your property, trespassed, and you shot them, you'd go to jail. If somebody came on your property trespassing, and they're not posing a threat, that's not, in most states, that is not justification for lethal force. It's not. They have to be posing a threat.
If they break into your house, then they do pose a threat.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, this lady was unarmed, and he shot her in the face. I mean, well, not the face, but in the chest, right below her face. And, you know, nothing happens to him. The lawmakers praised him. Both Republicans and Democrats praised him. It was obscene. But again, getting back to the solutions, ladies and gentlemen, the system is, the wheels are coming off. I think it's becoming more and more obvious. You're going to want to be able to have food, water. You're going to want to be able to communicate. I think that's one of the big things cyber war is going to do, turn all the cell phones off, turn your ability to communicate off. You're going to be able to communicate? Are you going to get in touch with your wife or husband or children?
Listen, I believe that they're going to take the grid down and blame Putin.
I mean, that's what I was telling somebody the other day. They're saying, you know, about the Russians. I said, how do you know the Chinese weren't involved? Chinese in Ukraine in that gas explosion, they would not be direct action elements, but they would. Would they want to do it? Would they want to see a big fray between the United States and Russia? Absolutely. So how do you know they didn't do it? That's the problem with that kind of thing. You don't really know who's doing it. The people who did it know who did it because they did it. But, I mean, did I just sound like Kamala Harris? That scared me.
Almost.
Almost. Ooh. The people who did it know they did it and know they did it.
When you're rolling poop, you start to stink. It's understandable. We've been talking about her.
Sorry about that, Dave.
My dad used to say that, and he's right. I find when I talk about these people or I watch them too much, am I letting these elements creep into my personality at all? You know, it's scary. Yeah. It's scary.
Yeah. We need to do what we've been doing, and we need to be doing that every day. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't do that. I can't continue. I want to talk about your business, though, because we are at a time when the grid's coming down. It's either going to be done by Putin as a preemptive move for war, or it's going to be done by Biden so he can blame Putin as a preemptive act of war. But Biden doesn't care how many Americans he kills with his false flag. But tell me about how you can help people prepare for this eventuality.
Well, first of all, we'll talk to people and we'll counsel them because, as I've said many times in the past, your geographic location, your political location, your family situation, old, young, you have people that may be a little incapacitated, you know, physically. All those things come into play when you start making a prep plan. One size does not fit all. So we'll help you go there. But, you know, I can really talk to people about how to communicate. I'm a big proponent. Bad people do bad things at night, of night vision, thermal units. Just first aid. We have extensive first aid supplies, solar energy. You know what they say, a one-eyed man is king in the land of the blind?
Right.
Well, if you could just charge your cell phone so you could get news or have some kind of communication of what's going on. Now, it might be down, it might not be down, but whatever, you have some way of making a little electricity, and you don't have to spend tens of thousands of dollars to do it, but you could get a, you know, Yeti. We sell the Goal Zero stuff. You know, it's just enough to keep a light on, maybe charge a cell phone, turn a radio on. It allows you to do that so that you can not completely go back to the 18th century. Dave, I do 18th century reenacting. When the power goes off, you go back to the 18th century. Refrigeration is gone. Modern medicine is gone. Communications are gone. If it's EMP, your car will be gone. You better know what you're doing because that is going to be catastrophic. Just read the book 1 second after. That's the story he paints, and it's in the story was he had it the bona fides of it was he had all these people that said this is, you know, people in the know, psychologists, scientists, military people, this is exactly what would happen. The book is absolutely a clockwork of how it would unfold, and it unfolds very, very quickly when the grid goes down, because it takes everything else down with it. Your food? No. Your money? Yeah, you won't get your money because it's all electronic zeros and ones anymore in the bank, unless you have some gold or cash or like that, crypto. You know, even cryptocurrency would be difficult. Cash and gold would be the rule of the day. Food, water, night vision, it's expensive, but I'm just telling you, I will tell you, I have it, you don't, I will win. I will win. No doubt about it. You will not, because I will not attack you during the day. I'm going to come after you at night. And anybody that has night vision, any special ops guy that's had night, that's why the U.S. military attacks at night. they have the advantage of night vision. They can see in the night, and modern night vision is like, oh my gosh. People come by our store and look through it, Dave, and they'll come by at night and look, and they'll go, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. So
yeah, it is a game changer.
You can take the money today and do what you want to do with it. Again, yeah. If I'm a fear porn guy, go out and buy your big TV.
Bob, we're just out of time. I'm sorry, I got to stop this because we are going to run over dramatically. But real quickly, give out your phone number. Your website's readymaderesources.com. Your phone number?
800-627-3809.
And here we are, ladies and gentlemen, a work in progress. You got the position update here. Prepare for them taking the grid down. Thanks, Bob.
God bless, Dave. Bye-bye.